Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Cameron Storr with your EN4 News podcast update. There's plenty going on in our new studio today. I'm just here to bring you the mix of basically what is going on. We're bringing to you a full TV broadcast today at 4:30 p.m. There's also full coverage of our stories and a lot more on our website at EN4news.com. Be sure to check us out there. There are also sports and entertainment podcasts, coming to you later today, and I'll be bringing them to you here on the website. In the news today, there's homelessness. We'll be discussing the homelessness situation in Edinburgh. Apparently, there's 1,700 young people who are homeless in our capital. That's a staggering number. Our reporters investigate a streetwide football competition to help discuss homelessness in our community. Everyone playing is or has been homeless at one point in their lives, and basically they play football to raise awareness about it and funds. So we'll have reporters there to investigate that. There's also a smoking prevention campaign going on by Ash Scotland at the minute. It's helping prevent young people smoke. Interestingly enough, Ash Scotland did originally not support campaigns against smoking in the home. So our reporters will investigate why and why all of a sudden the sudden change, basically. And, well, Hearts are in the news again. Absolute disaster with regards to their stadium, Tynecastle. They were originally supposed to be opening the new stand that they've spent £12 million on. They were supposed to open their new stand last Saturday. So that's Saturday, I think, around about the 3rd of November. In a game against Kilmarnock, they couldn't get it done in time. So they then played Kilmarnock at Murrayfield and lost 2-1 to add insult to injury. So the rescheduled opening was supposed to be this Sunday in a crucial game for Hearts, really, against Partick Thistle. They've lost three straight. Partick Thistle themselves aren't in good form and are actually second off bottom, 5 points behind Hearts. And, you know, it's a really big game for them on Sunday, but it might not even go ahead because the Edinburgh City Council have still not passed the grant for the stadium to be opened. It's not been signed off yet, so the match might even be postponed because they can't play at Murrayfield like they have done so far this season in their home matches, because Scotland are playing this weekend, of course, on Saturday against the All Blacks. So we'll have plenty of coverage there. I believe we've got a reporter live at the scene at Tynecastle to give us updates there. There's also discussion that Murrayfield could potentially become the new overall home of Scotland, not just for rugby but also for football, instead of what is currently Hampden in Glasgow. So big discussions there. We'll have reporters all over that one. There's also new entry requirements that have been agreed by the Scottish Government, and quite controversially as well. It sounds kind of a good story on the face of it. Nicola Sturgeon and the SNP have passed this bill to lower required grades to houses with children in lower income. So basically, your so-called poorer homes, children from so-called poorer homes will require lesser grades to get into university than richer students, basically, is the decision made by the SNP. Now, that's very controversial in my opinion, because does that lower the worth, perhaps, of the degree? If you're lowering the grades to get into the degree, will the student therefore be swamped when they get to university? As someone who's at university myself, you know, I had to punch arguably above my weight to get here. So does that make my degree worth less if someone with lower grades than me gets here? It's quite a controversial issue. I mean, should really university grades be lowered just because of the income of the student? I understand the argument that you want poorer students to get to university, which is, you know, that's fantastic because it gives opportunity to everybody. But is it really the right thing to do? Should there not be more focus at primary and secondary schools to increase the productivity of someone from a so-called lower income rather than, you know, just make it easier for them to get into university? I find that baffling. So our reporters will be investigating that one as well. And it's also Entrepreneurs Week. So we'll have reporters investigating what our city of Edinburgh is doing for our local businesses. That's all from me. Be sure to check us out online throughout the day for news updates at EN4news.com. And remember, I'll be back about 2 with a sports update and later on as well with an entertainment update here on our podcast system. So be sure to join me and us then. Thanks for listening.